Lots going on in Washington today, starting with the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. He was asked by senators how he'd rule in cases involving money in politics, gun rights, and more. Here's Democrat Dianne Feinstein questioning Gorsuch on whether he thought the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion was so entrenched in law that it couldn't be overturned.
Do you view Roe as having super precedent?
Well, Senator, super precedent is a
in numbers, 44.
It has been reaffirmed many times. I can say that. Yes.
Yes, dozens. Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, just days from an expected vote on the Republican plan to replace Obamacare, President Trump went to Capitol Hill today to try and get more Republicans on board. Let's bring in Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Jeremy.
And lots to get through here, but let's start with the Gorsuch hearings. Here's another moment. The Republican chairman of the committee, Chuck Grassley, was asking about judicial independence and whether Gorsuch would have any trouble ruling against President Trump. Here's Gorsuch's response.
So that's a softball, Mr. Chairman. Okay. I have no difficulty ruling against or for any party other than based on what the law and the facts in the particular case require. And I'm heartened by the support I have received from people who recognize that there's no such thing as a Republican judge or a Democratic judge. We just have judges in this country.
Ron, what does that answer and the other answers we've heard from Gorsuch today tell you about how he's handling himself today on Capitol Hill?
He's doing well, Jeremy. He's saying the things he needs to say, wants to say, is supposed to say. Now, whether or not we're really getting much of an idea of where Neil Gorsuch lives in terms of his legal philosophy, where it applies to politically sensitive cases, that's another story. That's oftentimes a little unclear. His answers to, for example, Dianne Feinstein, the tape you just played, not really clear what he was saying in those answers. There was another exchange with her, another with Senator Patrick Leahy, another with Senator Lindsey Graham, where you could read different things into his answers, and that is probably precisely the idea. That's just what he and the people who have trained him and coached him in how to get confirmed have been talking about.
Did he reveal anything today then about how he would rule on controversial issues?
Well, you could say that he made it very clear that he did not consider himself under any obligation to always rule in favor of what Donald Trump wants or might indicate he wanted. And he made it very clear he did not promise Donald Trump that he would vote any particular way on any particular issue as the price of getting this nomination. He rejected that idea, and when asked whether or not he had promised to vote, for example, to overturn Roe versus Wade, he said, if he had asked me that, I would have walked out the door of the Oval Office. Hmm.
Meanwhile, Ron, on health care, this morning President Trump reportedly told lawmakers in a private meeting, I believe many of you will lose in 2018 if the GOP health care overhaul is not passed. We're hearing about some deals that have been made with conservatives to bring them on board, one with New York Republicans that would shift Medicaid costs from counties to the entire state. What's going on with this health care bill? Other backroom deals? Are those kinds of things more to come?
Yes. And that's just to get it through the House. If we were to actually get it over to the Senate, then you would probably see backroom deals on a far greater scale on a number of issues as the price of poker in the Senate. But let's start here with the House. The concessions that have been made thus far are primarily around the edges. There was a deal for New York lawmakers from upstate New York who wanted to see some changes in the way that state would have its Medicaid handled. There were also a number of people who wanted to see the expansion of Medicare pulled back and pulled back faster. Medicaid pulled back faster, and that would be restricted on a shorter time frame. And also another big one was the acceleration of the elimination of some of the Obamacare taxes from 2018 to this year, which would be a huge boon, a huge tax break, particularly for the wealthiest taxpayers.
And then last night, Trump had a rally in Kentucky, and he said something else that they're not even talking about, it doesn't seem like, in this health care bill. Let's take a listen. He's talking about negotiating lower drug prices.
Medicine prices will be coming way down, way, way, way down, and that's going to happen fast. And we're just adding that to the bill. I said we got to add that to the bill. We're going to do a bill later. We're trying to add it to this bill. And if we can't, we're going to have it right after.
Now, that would be a pretty big deal, Ron, if they were going to do that. Is there talk of that?
There's talk of it from Donald Trump. There's talk of it from the White House. There are probably a lot of Democrats who would like that idea. Not so many Republicans are sold on that idea, particularly because of the way that it would have to be done. So it is not part of the changes that have been agreed to for the House bill. And it is probably not going to be something that can be passed without the cooperation of Democrats, because it's not going to be able to be attached to the legislation at this stage. And that means it'll have to get 60 votes from Democrats. But maybe it'll be more popular among Democrats in the Senate than it is among Republicans. So we'll see what happens with that. But this threat that the president made, that's going to get a lot of attention, that either you vote for this bill on Thursday night or you're going to lose in 2018. He's talking there about primary challenges, I believe, because many of these Republicans' constituencies are saying, gee, we just wanted a clean Obamacare repeal. We didn't want this whatever it is that's coming down the pike where, for example, we're hearing people in rural areas, older people, people who are unemployed and lower income might actually have a harder time with higher premiums than they have under the current system, including Obamacare. So that could be a threat to some of those Republicans. And Donald Trump may be implying that they're going to see some kind of a more conservative opponent if they don't go along with this bill.
That's Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Ron, it's going to be a busy week. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again. Thanks so much.
Looking forward to it, Jeremy.